Tomorrow, lawmakers in the UK will hold a series of votes related to Brexit, with just a couple weeks until the new deadline for Britain to exit the European Union. Parliament will likely consider a second people's vote and a so-called soft Brexit. Many hope those options will fail and that Britain will simply leave the EU on April 12th with no deal. One of those people is Sir John Redwood, a Conservative member of Parliament who joins us now. Sir Redwood, welcome back. And what do you think will get a majority of support, if anything, tomorrow?
I think it's quite difficult for something to get a majority tomorrow because there are some very dug-in positions on all sides of this argument. I mean, the fundamental problem is that the British people, by a majority, voted to leave the European Union, but a very large majority of members of Parliament voted to stay in the European Union, and quite a lot of them seem to think that their personal view matters more than the majority decision of the United Kingdom voters, which is why we are in the problem we're in.
What do you think the likelihood of a second referendum is at this point?
I think the likelihood of a second referendum is extremely low. The House of Commons considered a second referendum just a few days ago and voted it down by crushing defeat. Part of the reason for that was that the official opposition party, Labour, now have a second referendum as part of their policy, but they abstained on the matter because they didn't think it was the right time for some reason or other to vote on it. But it wouldn't have made any difference if they had all voted for the second referendum, extremely unlikely because they're split on it, because there was an absolute majority of the total number of MPs in Parliament voting against it anyway.
And you think that would still be the case tomorrow if they were to have another vote on that?
I think if there is a straight vote on the second referendum tomorrow, there would be a smaller majority but a bigger vote against it. You know, why would anybody want a second referendum, really? Because the whole point was that we were offered a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity or once-in-a-generation opportunity, as the government said, and the government and Parliament who offered that referendum said that they would get on and implement whatever the public decided. So if they fail to do that and say the public have got to vote again, it completely undermines trust in Parliament and government. And were the result to be different the second time, and I think it probably wouldn't be different, but were it to be different, then the losing side that time will say, well, you didn't back our referendum that we won, so we're not going to back your referendum that you won.
So what's your best case scenario at this point, that there's just a crash out of the European Union on April the 12th?
Well, I don't believe there will be a crash out at all. It would be a cashing in if we left without signing the withdrawal agreement. It's the withdrawal agreement wants the United Kingdom to pay very large sums of money, particularly large in the first 2 years after signing the agreement. And we wouldn't have to do any of that if we left without signing the agreement. So I think there would be a Brexit bonus budget. We could spend the money we'd be saving on the European Union. And that would be a very good boost for our economy. That's one of the reasons why I want to leave on the 29th of March 2019 in accordance with the often repeated promise of the Prime Minister and government. And I'm very unhappy about their wish to delay our exit by a few days.
But you would like there to be no deal is what you're saying. Even though you think that wouldn't be so bad, that's what you would prefer out of all the options available.
I want many deals, and there will be many deals. There are already many deals that we have signed. There's a government procurement deal, there's a haulage deal, there's an aviation deal. Of course, I want to have agreements on the areas where we want smooth relations to promote our trade and our friendship with our partners on the continent, and a lot of them have already been signed. But I don't want to sign the so-called withdrawal agreement because it is a penal agreement, extremely expensive, limits our freedom, damages our democracy. Is a very expensive invitation to more talks.
I just want to play you what one of your fellow Conservative members of Parliament has said about the idea of a no-deal Brexit. This is Dominic Grieve speaking with Sky News.
We wouldn't get medicines in. This point has already been made. We'd be out of the medicines agency. And there would be difficulties bringing food into this country because of the number of regulatory checks that would take place.
What do you say to that? Aren't you worried about the economic consequences of Britain crashing out?
Well, we won't be crashing out. There will be many agreements and there will be smooth trade under World Trade Organization rules. As to the ludicrous idea that German or French pharmaceutical companies will suddenly cancel their contracts or that the pharmaceuticals they're trying to deliver will be deliberately blocked in the ports in Britain so that people can suffer, it's just absurd.
Do you think it's time for Theresa May to resign?
Well, we will see. If Theresa May fulfills her promise and gets this out of the EU in good time, that would be fine. If she doesn't, then I think there will be a lot of pressure on Theresa May to leave, because she's constantly repeated her promise that she wishes to implement the referendum and get us out. And so the sooner she does that, then the sooner she will be in a more secure position. At the moment, because she seems to be delaying, she is obviously coming under a lot of pressure.
That is Sir John Redwood, a Conservative Member of Parliament. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, cheers.